Chapter 10. Change. Mom is holding me. What's happening? Where is she taking me? I open my eyes. The living room is dark, but I can see Dad standing in the hall. He doesn't say anything. He just watches as Mom carries me out of the front door. Mom? I start to say. But she just shakes her head and opens the car door. She puts me in the back seat. Naomi is already sitting in the front. She turns to me and says, "How's your head?" It hurts when I touch it, but I nod and say, "It's okay. What's happening?" "Did something bad happen tonight, Aunt Kitty?" Naomi asks. "Why are we leaving like this?" "No," says Mom. "It was just the right time to leave. I needed to go tonight." "Poor Uncle Coop," says Naomi. Mom shakes her head. And I think that she's finally going to tell us everything. But all she says is, "It was time." Mom sits there for a while, and then we start driving down the road and into the night. Mom takes Naomi to her friend Sandra's house, and then she drives us to a hotel. "I know that this is very strange, Stevie," Mom says as we drive away. "But everything is going to be fine." She's nodding and trying to smile. I can't smile or nod. When we arrive at the hotel, I start to look for Clarence. I'm sure that he's going to be here. How can Mom think any of this is going to be fine? I wait until we get to our room before I talk to Mom again. "What's happening? Why have we left?" She shakes her head. "Come and sit with me." "Tell me," I say. "I need to know." "Your daddy and I, we aren't happy. I think you know that." My stomach starts to hurt. "Are we moving to a new house?" "I don't know," says Mom. "I just need some time to think. But you'll still go to the same school." "Are we going to live with your boyfriend?" I ask. Mom's eyes go really big as she looks at me. "What?" "Clarence," I say. "I know that he's your boyfriend. Naomi knows too. And now, Dad knows as well." Mom opens her mouth to speak, but stops. She just looks at me, and I look at her. "Why do you think that?" she asks. "Because you're always with him. You go to the library and stay out late with him, and you talk to him on the phone all the time." "What?" Mom sounds angry, and I feel terrible. "How do you know that? Did your father tell you?" "No. I heard you on the phone with him. I heard you," I'm shouting now. "I know that it wasn't good for Dad to record your calls." "Wait. You knew that your dad was recording our phone calls?" "He only did it because he knew that you had a boyfriend," I say. "I know it too."
"Oh, Stevie." Mom puts her head in her hands. "You don't know anything."
She looks back up at me, and her face is so sad.
"I went back to school. I've been at college classes at night. I want to get a job as a librarian. Clarence is taking the same course. He's just a good friend." I don't think that I have ever felt so terrible in my life. My arms feel cold, but my face is hot. I didn't tell your dad because I knew that he didn't want me to go to college, Mom says. Suddenly, I understand everything. Why didn't you tell me? I ask. I start to cry. I didn't want you to have to lie to your dad for me, Mom says. She pulls me into her arms and kisses my hair. Why don't we order some dinner? And I can tell you about my school. Mom loves her school. I'm learning so much and it makes me very happy, she says happily. It sounds so cool, I say. I want to go to college one day.
You will?
Mom says with a smile. It's a real smile. She doesn't look so sad and angry anymore. And I start to feel like everything is okay again. When we get Naomi from Sandra's house the next day, she jumps into Mom's arms. Mom closes her eyes and smiles. Thank you, Naomi, she says. Are you okay? Naomi asks. Mom nods. I am. Have you spoken to Uncle Coop since?
Yes, I have.
Mom stops the car outside our apartment building. I can't see Dad's car. Is Dad home? I ask. No, says Mom. He's not here. Your dad and I, we can't be together right now, but you're still going to see him all the time. It's all going to be okay. I'm so proud of you, Aunt Kitty, Naomi says. I don't know if you should be proud of me, Mom says slowly, but thank you, Naomi. Everything is a little scary right now. I don't know what to say. My parents are going to get a divorce, and my life is going to change. I remember what Aunt Flo said. Remember, it's hard for some people to change. Dad doesn't know how to change. But Mom already has.